If people could choose one word to describe you and then raise it to the third power, what would that word be? Would it be happy, 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 or fun, fun, fun? When you raise a description to the third power, you are, in essence, stretching the language as far as it can go in order to convey the intensity of the description. But one word that will not make the list for any of us to describe us is holy, holy, holy. That's our word for the day. Holy means separated or set apart or withdrawn from common use. And to say that God is holy is to say that God is transcendent beyond all other things. There is no one else. There is no thing else in the same category as God. He is in a category all by himself. Additionally, to say that God is holy is to say that he is perfect and pure morally in his thoughts, in his deeds, in his will, and in his purposes. He cannot be tainted by sin. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25 says this, "To whom then will you liken me that I would be his equal, says the Holy One." Psalm chapter 5, verse 4, "For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells in you." The distance between our own personal sense of holiness and God's actual holiness is an infinite chasm. The angels surround the throne of God and they cry out day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The holiness of God is more intense than we could ever imagine. And in his holiness, we find terror and beauty. Terror because we instantly know that we are not holy. And beauty because he and his purity is dazzling. So the next time you read this word in your Bible or sing it in a song, don't rush by. Stay there and think and meditate on the holiness of our God. As you pray today, please remember Paige Farrell, our missionary in Nicaragua. And also remember the More LifeWord broadcast heard in Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast, and Ghana.